You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, Emotions in Layers. A long time ago, when I first started yoga and meditation and dove headfirst into learning about the workings of my mind and heart, all the stuff that truly paints the landscape of our external reality, one yoga friend said this to me: "Everyone has a seed, either a seed of anger or a seed of sorrow that they carry, but sometimes you can have both." At the time, I thought I didn't have an anger seed. It wasn't that I was holier than thou, but I genuinely wasn't in touch with my anger. I knew myself as the depressed type, if anything. I had buried my anger so deep beneath my sadness that I didn't even know it was there. Today I want to talk about how emotions can be carried in layers like that. As far as I've observed, it's different for each person, but there are certain tendencies. For some people, anger or irritability sits on the surface, because anger, in a sense, can feel empowering. It's energy that points outward. You can get stuff done with anger. Compared to sorrow or depression, which is something that sends you inward into a dark, deep abyss, anger can feel like the safer choice. Not better, but less terrifying for some. For others, it's the opposite. They'll touch sorrow before they'll allow themselves to feel anger. And this is definitely the camp that I fall into. For me, anger was terrifying. Anger felt harmful. I can trace it back to when I was 8 years old. It was one of the few times, if not the only time, that I witnessed a full-on physical fight in my own home. And it happened between my mom and one of my siblings. It just escalated so suddenly, just a slap on the face. Then it was exchanged, rage spilling out, and the physicality of this wrestling factor. It just felt so overpowering and animalistic. I, as a child, shrunk in the corner of the living room, powerless, and just felt afraid. I looked to my dad, who was also in the living room, with hopes that he would intervene. But no, he opened the newspaper and ignored the whole scene. And finally, when it just got too loud and too wild, he stood up, yelled for them to stop, but then just walked out of the room. I know, intense. As an adult, you know, I look back on this scene and I can also see how he might have felt very powerless in the moment. But as a child, what I internalized was this: Anger is dangerous. Anger is out of control. Anger is harmful. Stay away. And so I did. For years, I was so numb to my own anger that I didn't even think that I had any anger in me. All of those years of yoga and meditation, I was so in touch with my sadness and sorrow. But no, anger, maybe occasionally a little knock, but not enough for me to pay much heed to it, definitely not to explore it. Until many years later, my husband suddenly died. And with his sudden passing came a grief so harrowing, so unavoidable, that I had no choice but to feel it. And in feeling this deep, extended grief, something unexpected happened. Grief opened the door to my anger. At a certain point, I was almost scared of myself because I had no idea how to handle it. I remember it felt foreign, like I felt like I wasn't myself. I didn't know myself as an angry person. I never did. And at this point, I spoke to a professional about it. He said to me, "You know, May, if you find a tiger in the wild, chances are it's not angry. But if you keep a tiger caged long enough, it will get angry. In what ways in your life might you feel caged?" And the way that he put it really landed for me. It helped me to realize that my anger, or maybe anyone's anger, wasn't necessarily evil. It wasn't even unnatural. It was just that when you keep the tiger caged for so long, it's gonna roar. So maybe it's about, you know, learning to be in touch with the anger and then learning to harness it or to use it in different ways that could be less harmful. So here's the thing I've come to understand. Humbly, in my own personal experience of various life experiences, grief to me is the boss of all difficult to accept, hard to admit and hold, what would often be called negative emotions. Yeah, sure, anger is hard. Sadness is hard. But grief, in my opinion, grief trumps them all. It's the deepest one. The one most of us would do anything to avoid. Because grief breaks us to pieces. That's what it does. You know, in mention of grief, I imagine that for some listeners, it's going to hit hard because you know grief. For others, it might not land as hard because maybe you don't identify yourself as someone who's really known grief. But let me remind you that grief doesn't just mean death. It can be the grief of divorce, of illness, when you lose the sense of your health in your body and what life could have looked like with that state of health. Sure, there's a lot of grief in releasing your body and your idea of health as you used to know it before. There's the grief of losing a job or losing the hope of a future you thought you'd have. Whenever there's a lifestyle change, even in gaining something positive, there's that hidden shadow of grief of the thing that you must learn to let go of. And so, welcome to the human experience. Many of us, we bury that grief. We bury it under sadness, sometimes under anger and rage, sometimes numbness, sometimes just a lot of daze and haze of just paying attention elsewhere. But make no mistake, it's there. You can avoid it, dodge it, run from it, but oof, it's still there. Especially when it's unfelt, it's layered all the way beneath and it's still there. And here's what I want to suggest. Grief, boss, though it may be, is still just an emotion. Like all emotions, like anger, like sorrow, like happiness, joy, surprise even. And should you give yourself the chance, the courage to open your heart to just feeling it raw as it is, it will move through you if you really let yourself feel it. You must embrace it. Own it. It sucks, yeah, but feel it. But feel it in the suckiness. And see for yourself that even the grief will not and cannot permanently stain the landscape of your life. Even grief will have its turn and it will pass. And sometimes when you allow grief to move, like in my case, it will help clear the way for all the other emotions you've kept buried to finally be felt, integrated, and yes, released. And that's kind of the hidden gift of emotions in layers. When we peel them back, we meet what's real. And that's where the healing lives.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about me and my Kizuki Journaling Meiwai Method at my website, kizukijournaling.com. That's KIZUKIJOURNALING.com. Or find me on Instagram at MAEYOSHIKAWA.